are perfect, tried and pure. You're the healer, you are the cure. You're a redeemer to the lost and poor. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and sky. Yes, you are. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're still Jehovah, all powerful. You are freedom worth fighting for. Come when may your worthy glory. Come when may your worthy praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We will bless your name. 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 And your kindness unmatchable. There's still grace for guilt. There's still grace for wrong. And you're the light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where would we go? And you're the way, yes you are, our open door to hear heaven from earth, Lord. Judgment calls, we're still protected by your blood. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Yeah, yeah.
Come what may, you're worthy of glory.
Know that we are,
all we are,
we're a reflection of your goodness. We'll bless your name.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Thank you.
Oh, God, you have been so good to me. I just want to thank you. God bless you, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, and it is always a pleasure and an honor to bring to you some of the very finest in gospel music right here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. And we are so grateful to come to you on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It's right at about 12 minutes after the hour. And got more coming your way. Want to thank you so much for locking in, all of you, with your awesome comments to let us know that you are catching the wave right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. nfiradio.com. And you can also join us on our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on our Facebook channel. And you can also dial in with your mobile phone. Simply dial 563-999-3020 to listen to this network 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can also listen with your mobile phone. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Breaking News Network. Okay, well, look, for those of you just locking in for your very first time and just want to know a little bit about this network, what we are all about, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. He who winneth souls is wise, and that's the word of God. And I'm about it. These that are part of this network on this NFI team, we are about winning souls for the glory of God. Also, want to remind those of you, join us right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. for 30 minutes, Power of Prayer. And you can listen to our powerful NFI prayer warriors coming forth every day, Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. 30 minutes, Power of Prayer. If you're looking for a breakthrough, you want to call in and have private prayer, you can do that too. And you can call our 24-hour hotline for speaking with a minister, a pastor, or evangelist to pray with you and intercede with you with a private prayer. You can call our 24-hour hotline number. That number is 984-733-3977. Again, our 24-hour hotline number, 984-733-3977. All right, well, look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. And somebody requested a song. They said, well, look, how far can you go back to play some of those old ones? I want to hear an old quartet group. I want to hear one of those songs that they sang years ago. So I said, well, it depends on what you want to hear. I can go back and forth, Sam Cooke, Soul Sparrow, the Dixie Hummingbird, the Fairfield Four, Claude Jeter. I can continue to name more and more and keep going. But I tell you what I'm going to do. And this one is going out to Victoria Brown out of, I believe she's out of Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm going to send this out to Victoria Brown. She had requested a song. So this is going out to her. God be the glory. I pray that you enjoy. God bless you. Thank you. Something really happened to me. That's going out to Victoria Brown out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And that one is by Durham's Own. And many of you remember Margaret Allison and the Angelic Gospel Singers. Got more. Stay right where you are. Let's get back with more great gospel music.
Oh, come on. Come on, you want to stand. Come on, everybody, come on. You can just clap your hands like this. I wrote this song. This song got a Mississippi groove. Can I sing it? So sing.
Everybody try to make
29 minutes before the top of the hour, going down memory lane. That's the Ever-Ready's. And many of you remember the Ever-Ready's, right? All right, well, that's the Ever-Ready singers. Look, we got more just like that all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. And those of you just locking in, want to welcome you and thank you for catching the wave right here from the NFI Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, Studios 1. And Studios 2 out of DeKalb, Georgia. I want to welcome you and thank you so much. I want to remind those of you to tune in to our NFI television gospel broadcast, and that's where Studios 2 is. And we are on every Saturday afternoon at that's 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the top 10 video countdown of the week, and you do not want to miss this week. Broadcast. We've got a powerful broadcast coming forth this Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. And those of you, if you are out of Georgia, you can join us on Channel 25. That's DeKalb Channel 25. And if you're out of state and you want to join us, you can live stream us anywhere in the world. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, that DEKALB25.com. If you go there and you see where you click on, and you can watch us right there from wherever you are with your mobile phone or at home on your computer or whatever you're using to go to the live streaming site. All right, well, look, I'm going to get back with more gospel music. There's a lot we can talk about, and I don't have enough time to talk about what's going on around the world. There's so much happening. I definitely want you to keep in mind to pray for our youth, the young people that are going to school each and every day. Let's keep them in prayer. You know, school is not like it used to be. I'm older now, and school is not like the days we used to go to school. You remember back during that time, you could leave your front doors unlocked and didn't have to worry about somebody just walking in your home and trying to rob you or take something from you. If somebody came to your door and knocked, they was asking could they borrow something, not take it from you. Those days are not like that today. This is a new generation, a new breeze, but God is still on the throne. And guess what? He is totally in charge. And many times, you know, we don't realize what we do to others until it's already done. Then we want to try to erase it, but we can't take it back. But the best way to do it is do the right thing. Do the right thing. Stay away from doing things that you know are not right in the eyesight of God. And it's not good for you as well. Thank you. God bless you. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. To God be the glory.
Hey! Come on with it. Yes. Let's have some church. Yes. Oh, come on with it. You all gonna make me get up out of this seat. You better stop. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God, glory to God. I don't know about you, but if you felt in a place where you just didn't feel the best and you needed something to push you a little bit more to move forward in the things that you need to do today and you were feeling a little down, well, I pray that that will uplift you. That's your girl, Evelyn Turntine AG, and oh my goodness, look, she was making me get up out the seat, huh? All right, well look, I pray that you've enjoyed the music as we continue to play for you right here from the NFI studio. Look, I also want to remind those of you to join our NFI prayer warriors right here. Again, that's every day, Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And want to remind you to tune into our powerful preachers and teachers, men and women of God that's coming forth teaching and preaching the Word of God Mondays through Sundays. And you can join them right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, I'm going to get back with some more music, so I don't know where I'm going with the next song, but on this one, I'm going to send out, they just call and call, and they always let me know they enjoy the music. So I'm going to send this this one out to Brother Crump. Brother Crump from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to send this one out to him, Brother Crump, and his wife and family, and pray that you enjoy it. God bless you. Thank you again for catching the wave.
Lord, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you did know. I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did know. I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you did know. I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did know. They all you done, you woke me up. Lord, you were right on time. I had my health and strength and cold. Now let me say it again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but Jesus, I ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but Jesus, I wonder. Lord, you were right on time. And my head and strength and cold. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait for this morning. Lord, you didn't have to wait for this morning. I know you didn't have to wait for this morning. You didn't have to do it. Thank you. Thank you.
I made up my mind, knowing that Jesus won't let me down, won't let you down. All right, well, look, that's going down memory lane, and you guys remember the Dixie Hummingbirds? All right, that's the sounds of the Dixie Hummingbirds. And right before that, the late, great Brother Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. We've got it right here. Tons and tons of music for you, quartet, as well as contemporary gospel music, the old, the new, all right here waiting to play it for you. And you can request it, simply give us a call at 563-999-3020 to make your request. Or you can call our 24-hour hotline, simply dial 984-733-3977. That's our 24-hour hotline where you can contact us and leave us any questions. Or if you would like to be a part of this network,
feel free to give us a call on our 24-hour hotline. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. We are an international network where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. We thank you so much for catching the wave on this wonderful day. We are right at 2 minutes before the top of the hour. So what that means is I'm going to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, you don't want to miss what's coming up next. Right here. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure. Be right back with you right after this. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Can you wash me, Jesus, and fill your soul with the power? Tomorrow, the one in the trap stars on the building.
Star.
Your blessing is on the way.
Because I'm telling you that I'm blessed. I know that he did it for me. Telling you that I'm blessed. He brought me your love.
Overcoming my fears, I'm trusting God all the way. I'm fighting all my battles with Him. The devil ain't having his way, no, no. He's trying to take my life, but he didn't win. Had me thinking I was a nobody, but God told me that I was somebody. Yeah. I didn't wanna live. I was drowning in my tears, I couldn't swim. I prayed against and nobody cared. Till God rescued me, now I'm healed. I wouldn't have got here without you. I wouldn't have gave up without you.
That's the sounds of Javon Dwayne and Zachariah Cortez. That's brand new music, Without You. Without You, huh? I hope you like that, huh? All right, we've got more coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, 7 minutes after the hour. And, oh, boy, we've got more and more to come your way. But look, most of all, we're not here to entertain you. We're here to share the Word of God with you. And that's what we're all about. We're not about compromising, about competition. We're about winning souls for the glory of God. And that's what this network is all about. We're not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. And did you know that knowledge is power? Knowledge is power. You know, you be around a lot of people love to read, right? So how are they going to be able to learn things if they don't read about it? And make sure that it's true when you read it. Now, you know, there's a lot of information that you can read that's not true. But make sure it's true. And it's just like going on Facebook and you see all these posts about this person, that person, and they're playing videos on YouTube about this person and that person, and you don't even know the whole story or know the direct information, whether it's true or false. And then we get out on Facebook and we're sharing here and telling someone that and this and that, and don't even know the whole story, where it's the truth or it's a lie. So it's best don't say anything. The truth will make you free, huh? That's the word. The truth will make you free. So when it is true, you'll find out whether it's true or not. Just hold on. Don't push it. Huh? Just wait. Let the Lord work it out, and he will reveal it to you. All right. Well, look, thanks again. Got more coming your way. Want to thank all of you far and near. Want to send a love out to Alabama, Mississippi, Detroit, and Chicago. My good friend, he's out there, and many of you may know him. He's a recording artist that's out there in Chicago. Been out there for years, grew up in Chicago, and he's better known as Motivator G, and he was one of the first gospel rap artists that started out with rap gospel. And many of you might not know that, but Motivator G was one of the first gospel rap artist that started out. They don't call it gospel rap now. They call it male music. So many of you, if you're going in and you want to find out and see the artist, then type in male music and you'll find out some of the artists that's singing gospel rap. So as long as the words are revealing to you, coming from the scripture, and they're talking about Jesus, then it is good for you to hear. And these young people today, they need someone to give them an encouraging word. There's a lot that's out there to distract them, to keep them from hearing and following Christ. And once they get on that pathway of being directed to Christ, then here come the enemy trying to pull them away or trying to trick them. And there's so many different things out there to tempt them. You got drugs, you got alcohol, you got gangs, you got robbing and stealing and killing. You got all these different forces that are coming at them. That's why it's important, young men, to have a father in their life, a role model. If they don't have a father, have a role model in their life that they can look up to, and teaching them the right way to go. That's what they need. The young ladies the same way. They need a mother to teach them the right way to go. They need a role model, a lady, to teach them the right way to go. And when they get old, they won't depart from that word that they heard years ago. Somebody said, I know that's right. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. It's my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Ladies and
you who we are. Don't you know who our Father is? He is enough for your overcomer. Yeah, it's your time, your season, get ready. Let's go. Your mountain
will fall.
Favor will carry you. One word in order for your life. I want to speak over you with congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. That's right, time for celebration. You gon' see your elevation. If you didn't know, victory is your name. It's time for a greater change. Speaking into your season, now you're winning everything. We all have failed, but you made it. Now your past is being faded. Hats off, chin up, big mouth. It's a celebration.
Everybody has a mountain and a valley season. You went through the shaking, beating, pressing. Now it's greater time to shine. Let's go!
I can already feel it. 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 It's about to be a celebration.
Hey!
23 minutes after the hour, and that one there is Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas, along with Justin, and many of you know he is definitely singing that particular tune. And those of you, if that's your very first time hearing Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas, they are going to be in this area real soon. So for more information, more details, keep it posted right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary gospel station in the world. We are right here Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the very best in gospel music. Once again, we want you to call us, and you can listen with your mobile phone. That number is 563-999-3020. You can listen with your mobile phone with us every day, Monday through Sundays, when you dial that number, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Going to take a pause for the calls, and we'll be right back right after this.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
Teach it, brother.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right. In secret.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is Masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite.
Amen.
The Freemasonries and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's Amen. Right.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
That's right.
This is what we talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
Amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts how I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says that he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's Amen. Right. That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
Amen.
Who's a mason,
that's right.
You got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I'm walking in the favor of God.
every time I try to do right, I find a change in me. Some of y'all want to talk me down, but that's alright, you see. I made mistakes that I've been forgiven for, that you still want to hold me to. He's never ever failed me yet. Times of trouble he brought me through. He's the brightness of the light when it seemed to be so dark. He wants us to do right, like Noah did when he built his ark. So when I done all I can and I can't do no more, please Jesus, find me in time. It's been some rough times that I had to go through. Jesus, you stood by my side. I found all my strength in you. You told Judah to do what he must. I feel that way sometimes. I just want to give up. So when I done all I can and I can't do no more, please Jesus, find me in time. You ought to
find me in time.
When I'm in trouble,
find me in time.
You ought to
find me in time.
When I'm sick,
find me in time.
You ought to
find me in time.
When I get
find me in time.
You ought to
find me in time.
When I don't see another day,
find me in time.
Come on, Jesus,
find me in time.
Come on,
find me in time.
Come on, Jesus,
find me in time.
Find me in time.
Find me in time.
It's been a rough life.
Find me in time. Find me in time.
You've been my light.
Find me in time.
When it seemed to be so dark.
Find me in time.
Come on, Jesus.
Find me in time.
Come on, find me.
Find me in time.
So when I done all I can and I can't do no more, please Jesus,
find me in time.
I were a shepherd, I would bring him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Let me say it again. What can I give him? Oh, as I am. If I were a shepherd, I would bring him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. What can I give him? Can I get a witness right here?
I'd give him my hand, but they would do wrong. I'd give him my feet, but they can't stand alone. I'd give him my mind, but it was wrong from the start. So what can I give him?
I want you to know one thing, I will. Oh Lord, when it's all
said and done, I will. Then I can witness. I will. You know one thing, man looks at the outside, but God looks way down at the heart. Can I get a witness tonight? Oh, yes, I will. He's been good to me, brought me from a long way, yeah. You know one thing,
it all
can I get a witness?
To the top of the hour, and I don't know about you, but I just give him praise right now and just thank him for his grace and his mercy. Thank him for his love and kindness and what he's doing in my life as well as your life. And many of you know each and every day somebody's being delivered, somebody's being set free, somebody's been healed, somebody has been released from the correctional center when the papers was all twisted and messed up and turned up in every way but the right way, and then somehow they got mixed up in the wrong papers, and they found out, and they served some time that they shouldn't have served, and so they've been set free. And all of that let us know today that Jesus is still alive and well. And he loves each and every one of you that is listening to this network today. He loves you right where you are. But he wants you to come to him in repentance. And in other words, he wants you to come to him and surrender all to him. Because it was he that made us and not we ourselves. And in order for you to come to him, you must repent and you must go to him. As the word of God let us know in Romans 10:9, that if thou confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the way you do it. And when you come to him, surrendering to him, and you giving your life to Christ, then you are considered a new creature in Christ. The Bible let us know that old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And maybe there's somebody today that just been putting it off and putting it off, and you saying, well, I want to come to Christ, but I know I had a drink last night. I know I did some drugs last night, and I'm not ready yet. I got to wait till all of that's gone. Well, look, the only way you're going to be cleaned up and clean up pure and God set you free from that is to come to him as you are. The word of God said, come as ye are. Regardless where you are at this moment, God is going to do the work for you. And that's where you are getting in that stage where you're being set free and being delivered. I know the enemy always going to try to keep you from coming to Christ, but you can come to him right now, today, right where you are. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus right now. If that's you, we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There's no person on this earth was born without sin. We all were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's why Jesus has no respect of a person, and he wants you to come to him in repentance. So if you want to come to him today and ask God in repentance to forgive you, then I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. Lord, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Wherever you are, whoever you are right now, you might have been on your job. You might have been in your bedroom in a apartment or in a home. You might have even been in the store and something caught your attention to come to him. We are so happy for you. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing here at the network, and we are so grateful that you have come to Christ and given your life to Jesus Christ. Now, look, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to sit and tell you it's all done. No, it's not all done. Where much is given, much is required. Now, I want you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that's teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, and many of you know the word of God today is powerful, sharp, and quick as any two-edged sword, cutting in as of the marrow of the bone. So when you hear the word of God, and the word is going to be coming forth, whoever brings forth the word of God, the man or woman of God, then there are going to be some times that that word seems like it's just cutting you. But it is cleansing you from all of that filthiness that you had from your past, and pushing it out of you, and you are being set free. And guess what? He whom the Son set free is free indeed. So God be the glory. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Get into that Bible-based church. Maybe you have a friend, a relative, or someone you know that's going to a word church that's teaching the word of God. And when I say word church and teaching the word of God, I'm talking about sound doctrine. Sound doctrine, teaching the word of God. God bless you. We're going to be right here for you. And if you need us at any time, we have a 24-hour hotline. You can call that number, 984-733-3977. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. We are getting calls each and every day, and we want you to call if you need us at any time. God bless you. Thank you so much again for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
You know, it's one thing to praise God in the sunshine, but it's another to praise him in the rain. The people of God need to know that God never sleeps nor slumber. And if we continue to praise him, he will bless us in the middle of our circumstances. There was a young brother in our service in Columbia, North Carolina, a few nights ago that had been diagnosed for heart trouble. And he wanted to testify. And when he began to testify,
He told us that the legs that he was standing on were artificial. He touched my soul when he raised his hand and began to give God the glory. Hallelujah, he touched me when he raised his hand and began to testify. These are the words that he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you God. Until one day you stopped by the door and laid your hands on me. I can testify now, oh Lord. And I'm so glad about it, God. Oh yeah. Got to say one more thing, Paul. How many of you have been down? I've been down so low. There was no place to go. I felt myself slipping. I was losing my grip. I thank you, Lord. You did it for me. And keep on believing that he's gonna bring you through. Let me tell you one thing, don't get excited. Listen here. Don't be wary in your well-doing. Let me tell you why. My God is gonna bless you just like he said he would. Your hand, Lord, you're blessing, Lord, and I'm thankful right now.
I'm thankful that you didn't let me go astray, Lord. I'm thankful because you showed me the light, Lord. I'm glad because you held on the line to you, Lord.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at the top of the hour. Let's get back with more gospel music. Here's the sounds of Brother George Dean and G4 here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave.
If you're sick, I want you to know He can heal
anything.
If you're broken in pieces, He can heal
anything.
If the weight on your shoulder, he can move
anything.
If you're bound in chains, he can
move anything.
I said,
come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by rivers of grace.
I really look up to in leading the people into the presence of God, and I'm just honored to have her here tonight. I want you guys to welcome as she comes, Nicole C. Mullen. All right. Be pleased with me.
Father, be pleased with me. Father, be pleased with me. You're my heart's desire.
I can't forgive, and I gotta make it. for putting me under pressure. A whole lot of money and a lot of brides, but I never gave up.
I never gave up.
I never gave in.
I never gave in.
I came to play. And I got
to make it in.
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
Church, you know that I'm glad.
I'm glad.
And my heart is fixed.
I still got joy.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I still got
joy.
If you agree with me, everybody sing with me.
Seems like all your hope is gone.
You wanna give up, wanna give in.
25 minutes after the hour. That's those Wells Brothers. And right before that, you heard the sounds of Lil Roy and Revelation. And I pray that you are enjoying the music thus far on this wonderful day. As we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, I guess some of you want to know what I'm laughing at, right? Well, I received a phone call, and someone says, well, you know, I've been listening to you play the music, and a lot of the music I never heard before, but I love it. And I don't know how you know the songs that you select to play that people like it. Well, I'll say this, brother. I've been into music for years. I've been into music for years. I was also a distributor for major record companies, pretty much mostly all of them out there some years ago. And I am a musician as well. And some of you may not know, but I blow alto saxophone too. It just didn't come overnight, selecting the music and knowing the music, what to look for and listen to. So all that come in preparation for it, being an artist or a musician or even writing music. You must know those things. And looking for the highs, the lows, the octaves, and some of you call it treble and bass, but they took it to another level. Now they call it acoustic bass. Yeah, so all that's up there, and in HD2 sound, and we try to give you that right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's my pleasure, and we've got more coming your way, and we got some other announcement we're going to bring to you right here all the way to 8 o'clock tonight. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I've got some more music for you right here from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Right after this.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite.
Amen.
The Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, You may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talk about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
That's right.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic Order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic Order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says that as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right. That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Young man
had gotten in trouble. Been tried and found guilty. Sentenced to hang by his neck until he was dead. But in this country, they had a custom. They had a bell, and that bell must ring before they could take a man's life. And the old lady knew that. So the night before her son was going to be executed, she got up, went out, climbed up, and made her way up in that bell. Oh, the next morning, they brought her son out, stood him on the raft, tied his hands behind his back, put the rope around his neck. Officer looked at the soldier and told him to ring the bell. Soldier pulled, but the bell wouldn't ring. Told him again, said ring the bell. Again that soldier pulled, but the bell wouldn't ring. Soldier told the officer, I believe something must be wrong in that bell. Officer told him, said, pull a little bit harder. Again that soldier pulled with all he had, but that bell wouldn't ring. Then the officer told him, said, well, untie his hand. Take that rope from around his neck. We've got to let him go free. When the old lady heard that, she forgot all about where she was. She just turned loose her hope. Fell to the ground. Her son walked over and said, Mama, 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 you didn't have to do that. But she was laying there, she had tears rolling down one side. She was smiling on the other side. She looked at him and said, son, there's something I never told you. But I want you to know that I love you, and I'll do anything, anything to see you go free. The officer was standing there. He was so amazed until he turned to the other officer and told him, say, you know, I learned one thing today. And as they began to walk away, he began to explain to him what he had learned. He looked at him and told him, said, I learned that love will go
all the way,
all the way. Somebody knows the way.
Oh, it's something about the blood that Jesus shed it for me and the whole world. In 1 John 1:7, it says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. St. Paul.
Care for me.
to the high, high in the mountains. Yes, it does.
Gospel music at its best, and definitely, that is one of those songs that you could play over and over and over, and it does not seem like Brother Paul Beasley is no longer with us. And many of you know he left us last year, as well as you just heard before that, the sounds of Brother Lee Williams, Love Go All the Way. He left us, I believe, a year before last, so. Those of you, I know the years go by so fast, and you know, people are leaving here every day. And no man knows the day or the hour when he's going to come. That's why it is important for you, if you upset with someone, then they don't want to speak to you. You can't make anyone speak to you. You can't force anyone to speak to you. If it's not in their heart, then they're not going to fulfill it. You know, there are what they call wax cold hard people. Their hearts are wax cold, and that's just them. That's how they are. But you got to pray for them. You got to keep them in prayer, because there are those that don't know Christ like you know Christ. But when you have that relationship with him and you understand who Jesus Christ is, you understand that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, then you have joy in your heart each and every day. You understand that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You understand that whatever you try to do to dampen my spirit, I'm speaking joy regardless whatever come my way. I'm not going to allow no one to steal my joy. To God be the glory. Look, I've got to get out of here. We are approaching right at the top of the hour, right at 15 minutes before the top of the hour, and I pray you've enjoyed the music thus far. I've got more coming your way, but a little later, right at the top of the hour, we got another radio host that's going to be bringing you great gospel music. So don't go anywhere. Stay right there and continue to listen to us on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Our website, again, nfiradio.com, or you can call our number and listen with your mobile phone at 563-999-3020. And don't forget our prayer line. Our 30-minute power prayer, Mondays through Thursday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call that number and listen in, or you can go to our website at nfiradio.com. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And guess what? Tomorrow's going to be greater. God bless you.
Shout out to PJ Morton. Watch the sun. Yo, man, this is so dope. We had to get on it. Anthony Ponder here, and I brought a few friends with me just to remind you that it's gonna get better. I believe it.
I believe it's gonna get better. Yeah. I believe it's gonna get
better.
The battle's not yours, it belongs to the Lord. So don't you give up and don't you give in.
Don't you dare give up.
Because in the end we all
we always win.
Better.
Yeah.
It's gonna get better. Joy is coming in the morning. You have to wake up.
So you see that your life's in high.
Joe Nathan Michael. Come on.
Think always into care to a God.
They call him Jesus.
Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.